literally start immediately.
A wee mowit.
I can start immediately.
A wee mowit.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mowit.
We on it.
Big J and Lewis.
And you chilled with fucking the Dr. Green.
Didn't chill with them. Just, it was a small venue. It was fucking crazy. I didn't like Cypress Hill that much.
I love Cypress Hill.
Dude, Cypress Hill is the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Where were you in the fucking early 2000s?
I don't know. I think I was, I thought they're like juggalos.
Nah, dude.
That's what I always thought of them.
They're like Latino gangsters, dude. Who like, they were like, that dude was talking about OG Kush back when like people were smoking middies and he was great. He was like, yeah. He claims to only smoke OG Kush. I don't know how true that is.
I believe it.
Be real. He's like, I was one of the original growers of OG Kush, Ocean Grown Variety. I've watched a whole interview with him where he talks about OG
Kush.
He's
the coolest fucking guy I've ever. I've never seen someone that fucking cool on stage.
Basically like Ali G in real life.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. And he was wearing a black tracksuit and he was like, he looked like Louis C.K. I kept laughing so hard that he looked exactly like Louis.
He's like 50, dude.
I was like, damn, that's sick. That's where Louis's hiding. He's putting on glasses and a bandana, and he's fucking, hello, my name is Dunk, dude. So we got there. It was right after a fair one. So I was a little, I had like two or three beers during the show.
And he went right to the Cypress Hill concert.
Went to this Cypress Hill concert with Louis and Jay, and they're just like, we should smoke a blunt. We should fucking hit the vape pen.
You got to pay homage to
So them. Then, middle of the concert, some dude in front of me is like, you want to do mushrooms? And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. It was a pill.
Mm-hmm.
A mushroom pill.
Was it like
a ground
up mushrooms?
Yeah, yeah,
or was
yeah.
it like a capsule? Nice. About a gram of mushrooms?
I don't know. I have no idea.
That's sick.
They were like, I was like, I'm kind of new to this. How much is this? They're like, nah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Dude, I was fucked up.
Yeah, man. I was like a gram of mushrooms.
That was the best thing I've ever seen. I was high as fuck sitting there watching this guy.
Cypress
just
Hill
like, yo, Cypress Hill is the shit, dude. It was so cool.
I fell in love with the Meat Puppets that way.
What's that?
They're the member of the band Nirvana covered a lot of their songs, like Oh Me, Lake of Fire. They were all a lot of Nirvana's hits were Meat Puppets songs.
Oh, I know.
So they were just this weird band. They were in the 90s that Kurt Cobain was really into. So I started listening to them, and I saw them in concert when I ate mushrooms, and I was like screaming to them, like, I was like trying to give them like all my stuff. Yeah. I was like, dude, I have so much stuff.
Every song that started, I would go, oh, like, I couldn't stop smiling. I was like, this is the best shit I've ever seen in my life. And that dude standing up there, and then he took out, and at one point I was laughing. I was like, it's so gay that this guy's whole thing is like, I smoke weed.
I know.
Dude, you're 50. Shut up.
Yeah, dude.
If that was any other drug, I'd be like, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
Well, if he was up there like, I love drinking, I'd be like, okay, cool, man.
Yeah, nice, dude. Well, it was funny because that was like so fucking sick for him to come out in the early 2000s and be like, I'm high every day. People were like, whoa. Now it'd be like, yeah, a lot of people are high every day. It's not really a big of a deal.
Dude, it was... Yeah.
Yeah, weed culture kind of sucks.
Yeah, except those guys.
I mean,
somehow
that guy's
they pull
sick.
It off. That guy pulls it off.
I'm split-brained about it. It's like, it's tight, but then sometimes I'm always, like, there's certain people who, like, make it, like, a thing where they're, like Wiz Khalifa, especially.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like, more I smoke, the more my, it's like, dude.
The one thing that was really funny was the opener bombed. And
who
I was like,
the fuck
there might
their
not
opener?
Be some, I don't know. There's like, there might not be a worse bomb in the world than a rapper bombing.
Oh my God. I saw it at
like,
an open
throw
mic,
your hands
dude.
In the air, and literally no one put a hand up. It was just like, oof. At one point I watched him, he forgot a lyric.
Oh.
And he was like,
You've never seen amateur rap before.
No.
I went to an open mic where they did it, and they were the same thing. They were trying to have like the hook catch, and like, yo, it was a song about lighters. He's like, yo, I don't leave the house without my lighter. I light my blunts with my lighters, and people were just like not into it, and everyone's just like, all right, this is weird. You're fucking talking about your
lighter. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a fine line between, like, you know, the rap that comes out. And it's a sad sight to see someone as, like, godlike as a rapper just, like, be like, oh.
Someone up there bragging about how fucking cool they are while bombing is, it was hard to watch.
Yeah. Be like, I'm the realist.
I started from the fucking bottom.
I think I'm the realist.
Damn, you guys are a tough crowd. he was like, they said if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. Give it up, New York. And like three people were like. But yeah, then he came, Be Real came out, and it was just like. And the other guy, the black dude.
He's sick in there too.
He was fucking awesome.
That guy's nice.
And they brought out his hat. They brought out his, they were like, from 1989. They brought it out in a case. He put on a fucking Cypress Hill bucket hat. I was like, Jesus, this is dude. This is insane how cool these guys are. And B-Real took out like a fucking foot long blunt and was like, yo, who's going to smoke this weed? And everyone was like, I smoke weed. After the audience was like, weed rules.
That's awesome. Man. Who's going to smoke this weed with me?
They were taking fucking blunts out of the audience, smoking with people. Like,
dude, awesome.
It was the coolest fucking dudes I've ever seen.
Dude, no argument here.
Mid-rap concert, the guy was smoking a blunt, singing into someone's cell phone. Like, cell phone, they were filming him. He walked up, took a blunt, and rapped into the
into the video?
Snapchat. Yeah, dude. It was like, holy shit.
I mean, that's what's so bizarre about a rap concert is, like, it's not just a bunch of people on stage with instruments and like trying to play music. It's just a big persona thing where it's just like, I'm cool as fuck. You guys gather around and feel cool as fuck with me, and we're gonna do this shit together.
Yeah, dude.
That's when I was at a Drake concert. Everyone was just pretending to be Drake. It's 100,000 people pretending to be Drake.
There's something corny about that.
Yeah,
but
B-Real's sick.
Might have been the mushrooms, but just seeing B-Real.
You got mystified.
Dude, I was like, this is definitely the coolest guy I've ever seen. B-Real is the coolest guy.
You're not wrong about that, though. That's the thing. I'm not disagreeing. B-Real has definitely figured out how to do that, where it's just sick. To like, if I could sit in a room where B-Real was just conducting the fucking affairs, I'm like, perfect.
B-Real was conducting affairs?
Yeah, where he's like, now we're going to do this. I'm like, good idea, dude. B-Real.
B-Real's fucking shit. Also, it's so funny to be like Mexican cholos that are like,
that's
into like dark. They're into like goblins and shit. Have you seen their like album art?
Yeah.
It's all like skulls.
It's always
and shit.
Like skull mountains.
Yeah, and then they're rapping about weed.
Mexican cholos are all about it's Halloween 24/7. It is. They love
Muerte, dude.
Spooky jokers, dude. They fucking love that
shit.
They
love spooky jokers.
I know.
That's Cypress Hill. It's just a bunch of spooky jokers. It was the funniest thing in the world.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. So that was a good night.
That was a fantastic night, dude.
And then, I mean, should we get into it?
What?
I ran into somebody this week.
Who?
His name's Joe Rogan, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh,
wow.
Shit.
Wow.
I thought you were saying, you pointed over here. I was like, Mashuli? I thought he was in North Dakota.
Joe fucking Rogies, dude.
Jesus, dude.
I sat in, saw the God operate.
He must be off the hook, dude.
His neck. That's all I could look at was how fucking thick his fucking head is.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that guy's the man.
Did you see, the Instagram comments were so fucking funny from the one guy from your picture. The one guy's like, don't you guys talk shit on him all the time?
Oh, shit, really? Yeah, the Instagram comments were like, oh, shit, are you in L.A.? Did you do JREs? No, dude, I was a fan. I watched him, basically.
No, you should be like, yeah.
I know.
Look out for the episode.
I left it a little vague. I was like, nah, just chilling with Rogan, dude. You know me.
I don't really want to call it like a podcast episode but he did
Kumia's show, and
yeah.
I just sat there with Tommy.
Was he funny? Was he funny on the episode?
Yeah, he was exactly.
He was just like,
bring up that video of these wolves. I was sitting there like, oh my God, this guy is fucking exactly who he is. Yeah, I had a real bitch opportunity. So the guy who runs Compound Media was like, hey, Rogan's going to be here on Friday if you want to stop by. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
He didn't tell Tommy.
Huh?
I could have fucking sneaked Tommy out of it.
Oh, my God.
I could have.
He'd been so mad.
I know. And then post a picture with Rogan. Oh. Just me and Rogan.
Oh.
Yeah, that would have been such a bitch.
I was going to Photoshop Tommy and put my face on his face.
Shut up, dude. Oh, fuck. But yeah, that was, I was so happy meeting that
guy. Dude, that must have been so funny.
Yeah, it was awesome.
He just gave you a fucking hot what's up?
High five, fucking, what do you guys do? Awesome.
Damn,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's fucking sick.
Rogan's the god. I mean, I talked to him for 30 seconds.
Didn't ask him.
What, if he was compromised?
You didn't ask him?
Thought about it.
Dude, you should have
Well, the guy who ran Compound Media took the picture, so like...
He probably had.
I didn't want to be a huge dickhead in front of basically my boss. Be like, yo, I heard you were compromised.
Now, Rogan is the fucking man.
Yeah. He was, I mean...
I just wonder. I do still hold out my wonderings.
He was saying things that... Like, he was saying, like, kind of motivating things where I was sitting there like, all right, man. I'm a fucking loser.
Did you ever hear him and Aubrey Marcus, I think, is a guy who co-owns On It, whatever. They're like their supplement sports company. When they do a podcast together, it's just like, it's straight up motivation 101, dude.
Thug motivation. They were like, oh, so you smoke weed. Basically, they're like, you get high every day. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah. And they were like, don't you feel like lazy when you do that? And he's like, nah, that's just, he's like, weed motivates me. He's like, because then I start thinking, like, I don't want to be a loser. So I work hard. He's like, lazy, that's just lazy. That's not the weed. You're just lazy. I was sitting in the fucking couch wearing a fucking tracksuit dipping. I was like, all right, man. It's this guy's problem. And then he was like, I can't believe people smoke. He's like, what kind of, like, it just kills you. Like
smoke cigarettes, you're saying?
Yeah, and I was sitting there dipping, like.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with this, Joe. Fucking chill, man. When you want to live forever, you idiot?
Yeah, dude. He actually does.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Well, that's a funny, that idea where people pay all that money to be, like, cryogenically frozen, and they're like, all right, and then, like, they're going to get the technology down. It's like, yeah, that's assuming, like, this fuck, like, the country doesn't collapse in fucking 150 years. Yeah. So just because the science exists doesn't mean, like.
And then anyone's going to want to bring you back.
That's the truth, too.
Like, anyone's going to be like, we're going to bring this guy back?
Yeah.
Yeah, bring back Rogies? All I did was Fear Factor and UFC. Nobody in the future is going to be like, we need this guy.
I know. Well, it's just funny to think that, like.
Ted Williams.
It's just, yeah, it's funny to think that, like, in 100 years, you're going to be like, all right, like, that company's going to exist.
Yeah, bring back.
The infrastructure is going to exist. Yeah. Like, all right, as promised, like, my great-great-great-grandfather had, and they're like, who? And you're like, I don't know, some dude at a podcast. Some
fucking guy. I have no idea who he is.
He paid a fucking $1 million. Yeah. I'm like, dude, just fucking.
Like, back then, that was a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Rogies is, you know. That was a cool thing.
He's, yeah, I'm telling you, dude, he's one of the few people I'd be stoked to meet.
Yeah.
It's Rogies, Neil Young. Be real. Be real. For sure, I'm going to say Be Real.
I'm gonna make an effort to meet Be Real now.
You have which to.
Probably wouldn't be that hard.
You can meet Be Real.
His net worth is like $7 million.
You looked it up?
Yeah.
That's sick. That's a really sick net worth, though.
$7 million for
that's the perfect amount of money.
50-year-old rapper?
It's the perfect amount of money. Yeah. Too, if you, people that get into having like $500 million, it's too much, man. It's too much of a headache. Having $7 million
and just being the man.
That's sick, dude. That's perfect.
I can't get over this fucking tracksuit he was wearing. It's just chubby. He looked like he just dad bod without, you know, that's corny to say, but that's what he had. And then he was up there like his motions were fucking sick.
I mean, he's been practicing forever.
He was so fucking
that guy's
cool.
Been practicing being sick for 30 years maybe?
Yeah.
That guy's been professionally sick for 30 years.
It's paying off.
Of course, dude.
And then he fucking hit the drums at one point.
He can fucking hit the skins?
I was like, oh my God.
He can hit the skins?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I love how it's been 20 years of him just refining his sick technique, and he was just like, oh yeah, I'll just roll a 5-foot blunt, dude, and smoke it with everyone. Dude, yeah. Fuck, man. So I went out. I don't even say went out. I got corralled into a social situation the last two weekends in a row to where I had to go out. No, it was this weekend. Was it? I forget. But I had to go out. I was bowling or some shit with Brittany's friends. And so I'm out.
You had to go bowling?
Yeah. So I go bowling. We're hanging out. You know, I've met them before. We're cool. But like they started, they just bought us shots. And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Did you take one?
Yeah, I had to. Some sweet. It didn't even taste like alcohol. It was just, yeah. But as soon as I get that firewood in my system, bro.
You're firing. When was this?
Like, shit, man. Last Saturday, maybe?
Oh, shit. It was party time, dude.
Slightly, yeah. So then, like, I just start, and she's like, well, we're going to go out after this. And I'm like, fuck, man. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to get drunk. I, like, ran home, grabbed, like, a weed vape pen, everything. Like, I was like, I'm just getting fucked up.
You got your supplies.
I got all my supplies.
You got your go bag.
I went home, instantly gobbled a weed gummy, grabbed my little go bag, and I was like, the only way I have to, like, go dance, dude, at some fucking bullshit place. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, fuck, I danced last night.
I hate
just
it,
remembered
dude.
That.
I hate dancing. So I'm like, yeah. I love it. I wish I was better at it, but I'm not. So
you
I have
love
to,
dancing.
I have to enter the fucking astral realm, dude, so I can dance in, like, some weird, shitty place. So we're sitting there. This was like her friend, the one friend's like a fucking dentist, like, you know, the other guy's like a businessman. And I got caught. I didn't know you're not allowed to fucking vape in bars, dude. Someone's hitting my vape pen. This
vape
dude fucking
pen?
Grabs me. He's like, you got to get out of here. And I'm like, bro, you can't kick me out right now. I was like, please, dude.
There's no way he listened.
He did.
He listened?
He let me in. I was like, I'll give you $100, bro. I didn't give him $100.
God damn.
I was getting like gulagged out of a double date. I was about to get disappeared out of a double date. I'm like, dude, I'll do anything, dude. Please, I can't fucking listen to this right now.
Damn, you would have gotten crushed. Oh
my God. But she still came over and was like, I was like, dude, please, dude. My excuse was, I was like, dude, the battery's dead. I didn't even get a hit off of it. And he was like, it doesn't matter, you're vaping. I'm like, well, technically I didn't vape. And he was like, dude, come on. I'm like, please don't kick me out, bro. And he was like,
wow.
He didn't kick me out.
Nice.
So yeah, so I got to stand in there and like, so I got to stand awkwardly for another 30 minutes in this place.
Thank God.
Dude, and like they had it to like, what happened? I was like, oh no, I was I was smoking a weed pen. They were like, all right, dude. And I was like, yeah, you know, okay. So then I go home and I can feel it. You know when you're like, God, I'm gonna be hungover tomorrow. I'm like on the couch and I'm like, I put my babe to bed. She was just like absolutely fucking. Her battery had run out at that point. Yeah. I fucking put her to bed. And I was like, dude, this is a thing I've done the last two times I drank where I just literally commit weed suicide. I just go in my little fucking freezer, pull out like just a reckless amount of edibles and just gobble them, dude. And I just sit and watch fucking TV and just, I'm like, wait till it washes over me. And I just eventually I'm like, and then I just like somehow make it up. I was watching that show about time travel. So I'm like, I'm on alternate timelines at like 3 a.m. Just like, oh, cause the guy kept going back in time and changing one thing. And I was so confused by the middle of it. I got up and was just like, I remember opening my fridge and just looking into it and being like, shutting my fridge. I'm like, I'm going to bed. I'm confused right now. And I just woke up that next morning, just like full Mr. Garrison head, just like,
and then the vest floats back up. Like,
waiting to get bitten by a shark. And then the moment one of those finally snagged you, it was probably like, no, 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 no. Oh my God, it's horrible.
Yeah. USS Indianapolis.
Does that captain have any relatives?
I don't know.
Hopefully. I might start sending him fucking hate mail.
Send him a hate mail. I'll be like,
your bitch ass granddad. Kill yourself, dude. Your grandfather's a fucking piece of shit, dude.
Pussy, dude.
He should have went down with the fucking... He should have locked himself in and went down. I think you're supposed to just, like, climb to the top of the ship and grab it and just fucking submerge.
Which is such a ridiculous... Imagine the first guy to be like, yeah, captain goes down with the ship. The captain's probably like, what? Wait, what? Why are we starting that fucking tradition? That's a dumb tradition.
It's funny to think of the people who are like, all right, that's what I got. It's like, what? No, dude.
Yeah, wait till the room's on...
It's just a job, bro.
When the room's on fire, you're getting the fuck out.
Yeah, this is just a job.
Yeah.
You totally leave. That's when people are like, I can't believe those soldiers deserted. I'd be like, dude, first chance I fucking got, dude.
Get out. I deserted day one of boot camp.
We're fighting a battle in the woods. I'm hitting a left, dude. Yeah. Peace.
I remember being a kid watching every war movie be like, all right, I would fake dead there. I'd be like, I would lay there the whole time.
Dude, I've gone paintballing before. And they're like, charge the fort. And I'm like, fuck no, dude. Those things hurt. I'm going to sit here.
You're a coward at paintball. Yeah. You deserted.
I deserted and went and got a roller burger at the fucking lunch truck, dude. You ever see those hot dogs or hot dog shaped hamburgers? It's called a roller burger. I had like two of them.
Oh,
a mask
my God.
Would fog up. I'm like, I'm getting a fucking roller burger, dude. This sucks. I'm going to get a blue Gatorade and a roller burger. And I'll meet you guys back in the game. When I played paintball, I just sat in the back and just wait till my team would go in front of me and shoot my teammates. I just did friendly fire. I just wanted to shoot people in paintball.
The old Pat Tillman, dude.
That's when my cousin came from behind me and shot me point blank in the ass because I was just going pop, 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 pop and shoot everyone. Because everyone has masks. You're like a stormtrooper. No one knows who's who. So everyone's wearing the identical camo pullover and a stormtrooper helmet. So it's like you're just totally anonymous. And I'd just be like, and those paintballs, when they take a good curve and hit someone, dude, so satisfying.
Yo, we had airsoft fights in college, and I shot my friend. He like was peeking around a corner, and I shot it. I watched a curve hit him right in the face. It was really great. It's really great.
It's awesome.
Stuck with me. It is very satisfying.
You see that thing go? Whoop.
Yeah. Ah! Bend it like Beckham, dude. Right in someone's face.
That's so fucking fun.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, I'll be thinking about the Indianapolis for a while. It helps with my anxiety, my hangover anxiety.
Yeah, you just think about
dudes.
Oh, my
God. I thought I had a bad dude. Imagine floating.
Check out some fucking...
At night.
someone put out a picture of like starving kids in Yemen. That's like the new thing now, where it's like, to like the news hasn't covered.
I'm surprised. I thought they were eating well.
Dude, this was...
They were feasting. No, I knew.
I've never seen... Yemen's a shithole. There was a lady who was... It was a girl, a little girl, who was so starved that, like, you know, like your armpits, like, indented up? Her armpits, like, indented into her shoulders, and, like, her shoulders rolled back. Ugh. And it just... It was like, holy fuck, dude. And the whole thing was like, why doesn't MSNBC hasn't mentioned Yemen ever this year?
What do you think that's about, dude?
I mean, it's obvious, dude.
What?
It's just two sides of the same coin. Like, yeah, yeah, we like gay people. We don't like gay people. Meanwhile, they're both like, lay the oil pipeline. Distract the fucking peasants with bullshit.
Hell yeah.
Dude, it's fucking, my mom got all in my ass for about voting today. I just went home. Hey, mom, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. I haven't seen you in a while. You're voting Tuesday. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, mom, stop.
Is she Republican?
Oh, dude, dyed in the wool. Like, my father, your grandfather came over here. He never took money from the government. Actually, we did take a little Social Security after mother, but it was nothing. And blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, all right, man, I get it. You know, she's like, what are you even registered? And I was like, I think I am. She checked me out. She's like, Green Party? What the hell's that? And I was like, oh, fuck, I did your Green Party. She's like, what? What is this? The environment? You think there's global warming? I'm like, mom, fucking relax.
You think there's global warming?
I started hitting there with how like capitalism's gonna finally implode on itself. I'm like, mom, we're gonna be living on like an exoskeleton, just like a thing almost on like another planet. We're gonna completely destroy the environment. It's not gonna work, mom. Capitalism. I was like, being a communist didn't work. Obviously, capitalism is a slower, controlled doom. It's gonna fucking blow up on itself.
Hell yeah.
She was just like, that's right, don't be ridiculous. And I'm like, mom, it's like...
You should have told her the sun was eventually going to explode. The sun explodes, so it doesn't matter what party wins.
I know, dude. I was just like, mom, there's, you know... She's like, you should read about this. I'm like, that's the thing, mom, I do. I read a lot about it. You read
too much about
this. I read a little too much about this, mom. There's people who read way more than me and who don't watch just Fox News and are like, well, here's what's going on. Dude, she was just like... Anyway,
I got in a fight with my mom this week.
Dude, they get all fucked up right now.
Well, I think Venus is in retrograde.
Oh, for sure,
so,
dude.
So, yeah, you know, moms are wilding out.
It's a good time to schedule fucking elections, dude.
When Venus is in retrograde?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's the funny thing, too. You're telling me. People are like, you got to vote. It's really important. It's like, yeah, it's important for the political parties to gain power so they can do whatever the fuck they want. Like, it is important for you to vote. That way, they're like, come on, come on, come on.
Where are you headed?
What do you mean?
Well,
it's the truth of it.